Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Indianola Parks and Recreation Department has programs for everyone. Let's go in-depth with Director Doug Byland. Doug, how are you doing during the pandemic?
I'd say we're doing really well. That's always a challenge to try to tell people that we don't have activities, don't have programs, our facilities could be reduced or not open, that kind of thing. But we're looking forward to getting all those things open back up. But at the same time, I think we found out from the community, and this is not just Indianola, this is nationwide, all over the world, I should say, but they've realized the investment that we've made in parks and trails and those facilities that are kind of free for open for your family to go out and have a picnic or go disc golf on your own or go geocaching or go find something out in nature, go fishing. Fishing licenses are extremely up high. So I think that's one of the, if you want to find a positive in something like this, that's definitely an amazing positive that people have gone outside and got back into nature.
We really have, haven't we? And it's, for me, it's been healing. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm outside, and, you know, despite the stresses of everyday life, once you're outside on a nice day, especially, you just feel good.
Yep.
And you were telling me that there's some meetings happening in the parks.
Yeah, so we're planning this after this fiscal year, so after July of this year, working on updating our park master plan, which talks about a lot of the, we'll talk with the community and get input from citizens, other community leaders, about what kind of improvements we should make with our current parks, and then also planning for the future. As the city has gone through updating their comprehensive plan for the entire city for streets and residential areas, parks and trails are also important for that. They're part of economic development, and there's obviously trying to get people to come to a community, talking about quality of life, connecting neighborhoods, connecting the downtown to schools, to parks, to the Bloom Museum, to all those places that people like to visit. So they don't have to do it by their car. They can do it on a bicycle. They can walk to it. Talking about directional signages. Do we want more? Do we need pickleball courts? Do we need a competitive bicycle track? I mean, a lot of those things that are coming out there that we want to do. As the city grows, and we want to include parks and trails as a part of that.
So, how many miles of trails does Indianola have so far?
We have somewhere around 8 or 9 miles of trails. Some of those are hard surface, some of those are grass. We have a plan to work on trails that connect, to kind of make a big loop around Indianola to increase that up to more like 15 to 16 miles of trail. We have trail usually on the northeast side of town towards the north. We don't have really anything on the south, southwest, or the southeast. So those are some of our priorities for the future, trying to get in the near future, K Street down towards Downey Park. So we do want to increase trails to try to get that, to get the community more mobile by bicycle and pedestrian and so on.
Well, I'm sure spring activities are starting to gear up.
Oh, yeah.
I read something like a quarter of us are vaccinated now, mm-hmm. Somewhere around that, and more are going to be vaccinated. A lot of people have already had it. It's behind us. I guess I'm optimistic for the future, and you must be too, because you want to talk about some events that are coming up.
Right, yeah. We have a lot of programs, lots of events. A lot of our facilities are opening up. And some of them were closed down because of the wintertime, you know. Even as so simple as our restrooms and our parks will be opening officially next week. We usually have to wait till it gets a little bit warmer, and we don't want everything in there to freeze and the pipes to burst and destroy that investment. So those will be open next week. But when it comes to programs, as spring starts, we have a lot of horticultural things going on. If you want to get in a vegetable gardening class, we also have our Buxton Park plant sale that will be starting April 16th. Unfortunately, I guess, or fortunately, it's going to be virtually, so you have to go online or have to call our office to purchase those flowers, those perennials and annuals, and some vegetables. But the catalog is on our website, at IndianolaIowa.gov, so you can get that information of what flowers, what plants you'd like to order, and you can order them online as well.
Well, that's a popular one.
Oh, yeah. We sold over 3,000 plants last year, so, and we have like 3,500 available this year, so.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Doug Bylan, director of Indianola Parks and Recreation. Well, what else is happening?
So, speaking of more outdoor activities, we've partnered with Camp Wesley Woods to offer some outdoor programming. As you'll see, there's a theme for us is trying to get outdoors. I think a lot of our programming, we want to get outdoors as we're not, you know, still a little bit hesitant about indoors and having groups of people inside. So, the Nature's Explorers, which is for toddlers, that'll be coming up here in the next, this spring and then throughout the summer. They have a bullseye archery camp for children ages 9 to 14. And they've even started a new campfire book club for adults. Again, that information is in the iMagazine that just got mailed out at the beginning of April, or you can find it up on our website as well. Now, we're working with Warren County Conservation, I think, as a fun new idea at the Children's Garden at Buxton Park. And they're calling it a Children's Garden Insect Symphony. And as just a simple explanation, it's going to be a buggy and musical exploration for preschoolers and kindergartners and their parents.
Oh, how fun.
So just to play with bugs and hear what they, the sounds they make and make a little music on their own. So it should be a good time there. If you want to get outside on our trails and don't want anything that's planned, right now we have a small scavenger hunt along the McBay Trail between 9th Street and 15th Street. And Scooter the Squirrel is our mascot for Parks and Recreation. And we have some photos of him that are hidden in trees or around that you can go and find those. And your kids can, oh, look, I found Scooter. And just go through a small little scavenger hunt that way. Oh, boy. What's not going on, right? We're really excited. The Activity Center, which acts as our senior center during the day, during the week, has been opened up since mid-February again. So we have some activities, line dancing, yoga, our card games, our billiard players are coming on back. We have bingo on Friday afternoons. There's a group that plays pickleball and just get a little bit more of that social time that a lot of people have not done over the past year.
A lot of seniors.
A lot of seniors or anybody, we technically say 50 plus. But so it's open, available. Again, we have some mask requirements and we ask that you check in every day and things like that. So do a little bit of simple screening that way.
But this is so much better than a year ago.
Definitely better than April, for sure.
Yeah, this is, you get to see your friends again.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just great.
And we're getting a lot of those group that come in, and we're talking about vaccinations. I think I would say 80% or more of that group is like, we just got our second shot last week or this week or something like that. So it's great to know that they're all getting that. It's going to give them the confidence to be out in public and do the things that it's so vital that we connect with our community however we can, and staying inside of your house is definitely not the best way to do that. So
no, and just hearing the little kids, well, and all the kids stuff, I mean, the kids, I mean, schools have been open, but still there's all kinds of constraints, and just the kids need to be kids.
Yeah, so talking about kids, and one of the things that we're bringing back, it's kind of an old favorite. It's an essay contest for your parents, and we're calling it World's Greatest Essay Contest. It runs through April 16th, so we got to hurry and get that finished up if your kids are so wanting to do that. But anybody between ages or kindergarten through sixth grade, write a short essay telling why your mom or dad is the greatest in the world. And then the winners will get a flower arrangement for mom or a steak for your dad. So unfortunately, my kids are too old. They won't be able to do that. And I probably wouldn't win anyways, but still, I certainly would like that steak dinner, especially as the weather gets nicer outside coming up. So, and again, those are sponsored by Indianola Hy-Vee. Again, we partner with so many groups, like we say, Warren County Conservation, or our sponsors like Hy-Vee, or the radio KNIA that helps advertise the programs for us, and so on. We rely on those outside groups. So, speaking of more outside groups, we've teamed up with the Indianola Paramedics to offer some CPR, AED, and first aid classes that are coming up at the end of April. Obviously, that's important to help give back to the community in case of emergency that you might come upon. And there's obviously some changes that are going on with COVID and different ways of how to do CPR and things. Few other, if you're really creative, which I'm not necessarily so good at, I can draw a stick figure and that's about as good as it goes. But we've been working with the Des Moines Art Center and doing some virtual art talks where they talk about the things that they have at the art center and show how nature is in art. So those few classes are coming up here in the next few weeks. You can again check our website and give us a call to get signed up for those. And also have some creative genius art classes for children that are coming up in May and June. And those will, again, those classes will be in person and we'll have some mask requirements and things like that, but we'll spread people out as much as we can in our big Buxton room. So, but lots of things. I could go on and on and on. We have a magic camp coming with Lee Cole on May 15th for kids, and that's always pretty popular. The kids get to learn a few magic tricks, and he does some magic and shows them, and you know, everybody gets amazed by magic, and then they can go show their mom and dad, hey, you know, trick them and how they did the new magic trick. So that's always good to see.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Doug Bylan, director of Indianola Parks and Recreation. When does the pool open?
The pool, that's probably the most exciting thing, right? As we were closed last year, the pool, we're planning to open it. We'll have some restrictions, but we are planning to open on May 29th. That's the normal weekend that we normally would open. If you hurry, there's a few days left. Our early bird season pass sale is on right now. You can get your family pass or individual passes for 20% discount through April 19th. So not much time left. After that, it'll become back up to the regular price. And we will have some limitations and restrictions at the pool. We're going to limit our capacity right now to 442 people. We're going to only allow Warren County residents. We're going to stagger admission time so the pass holders can come in at 1 o'clock during regular open swim, and general admission won't be able to come until 1:30. And it's just another way we're trying to limit the line so we don't have a lot of people standing in one place at one time waiting for a long period of time.
You're going to keep everybody 6 feet apart in that line?
We're going to try, right? That's the best we can do is, you know, put things around, say, make sure you social distance. We'll have a lot of signage up there. As people sign up, we let them know these are the restrictions, these are the rules that we have, and we want people to stay separate as best as they can in a pool environment too, which we know will be a little different than we're used to for sure.
It's going to be tough for the kids.
It might be tough for the kids. One of the things we're going to do is ask people to wear masks when they're not in the water. So if you go up to the concession line you need to go work with. Yeah, you need to go up to ask a lifeguard a question or something like that. Then we want everybody to wear a mask. Our guards will be wearing masks to protect them. So as an employer, we want to take care of our staff. We also want to take care of the public that are coming there. So a couple other things we're going to do. We're not going to have seating. We're not going to have chairs available at the pool. We just don't have the resources to clean them every time somebody gets up and down and up and down and up and down. So we ask if you'd like to bring your lawn chair, and then if you're one of those that comes and sits and maybe reads a book while your other kids are around swimming, you can bring your lawn chair, but we just ask that we just so you know, we won't have any there. And another thing I guess we're trying to really get the word out for is, and it's important for us, is trying to teach kids how to swim. It's definitely a super important life skill that everybody needs to know and be not scared of the water, but at least be diligent and know what to do when they are in the water to obviously hopefully prevent drownings as life goes on. So we're asking people to get registered for swim lessons now. They're filling up really fast. Unfortunately, we've had to make our class sizes smaller, and we've added a few more classes, but those are filling up quick right now. So that's one of the things we want everybody to have a chance to get swim lessons every year, and that's an important skill that we want to get out to people.
Yeah, it's sort of sad when you see adults that don't know how to swim and wish they would have learned when they were kids.
Yeah, and that's one of those, you know, there's private lessons available in the community, and all the YMCA works with people to try to do that as well. We have if you are an adult and you have a toddler, you can sign up for Mighty Minnow Swimming, and that's classes where parents are in the water with their kids. So that works both ways, where we can learn some skills from our instructors. If you're a parent and you're not comfortable in the water, don't hesitate to come on out, because we'll try to help you get comfortable too that way for one of those toddler Mighty Minnow Swim classes. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
That's a great idea. We've only got a minute or so left.
Oh my. Yeah. So I got to get quick, because we haven't even talked about sports season, right? It's baseball season. Baseball opening day was this week or last week, and it's been. It's been busy already at Pickard Park. We've had a couple of youth baseball and softball tournaments already. Those will run all the way through October. Our youth softball leagues have started already, and those games will be going. Our adult softball started for our church league and our co-ed league, so that's ongoing. There's always activity going on at Pickard Park. We are planning to offer a brand new adult kickball league this year. So if you remember playing kickball when I was in PE, back when I was a little young little kid, that was one of the greatest days for PE. So we're going to bring that back for adults to play kickball league, and then an outdoor bags league. And one last pitch here for Pickard Disc Golf Course. If you are a disc golfer, come on out there and use that. But if you've never tried it, go ahead and grab even a frisbee, even though that's not how disc golf's played. But get a frisbee out there to see if you like it. And we're working with the Des Moines Metro Disc Golf Club. They're going to make a lot of improvements and to the Pickard Disc Golf Course in preparation to host the Des Moines Disc Golf Challenge this year, which is a professional disc golf tournament. We'll have over 400 participants, professional and amateur, from all over the country and maybe even the world. So it's always a great event, and we'll make some much-needed improvements, including brand-new baskets with all kinds of sponsors. Again, as we talk about partners, we can't do anything. Can't do all the things that we offer without the help of sponsors and partners and other groups of people and volunteers that help keep our parks looking amazing. So,
well, and this is all part of the quality of life, and this is why people want to live in Indianola, attract new businesses, new people, hiring people for existing businesses, just living a good life.
That's right.
You must have a ginormous staff.
Well, we don't have a ginormous staff, no. That's why we need volunteers. So there's really only eight of us that are full-time that do all of our things. There's over 260 acres of parks, just property to take care of, and all the programs that are going on year-round, whether it's winter, summer, spring, fall. So we have an amazing staff, an amazing team, but we also have an amazing group of volunteers in the community that help us accomplish all the goals that we have. So.
Thanks to Doug Byland for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.